This project is different from everything that I've done before in that I am referring to an actual location that has its own history, and it's very specific to South Africa. But I think the work is relatable in the sense that as human beings, we all have a connection to some kind of place. So there's a working through the idea of place and the idea of belonging. But also I'm pointing directly to the history of racism and the history of racism in South Africa, but also trying to weave it into the story where the body is juxtaposed with the landscape. And I think that relationship between human beings and terrain is common everywhere, except there's different things that or slight differences that make the experience or the connection different. But it's basically a story about the body and the landscape. And the landscape itself as well becomes a body in some sense. I think I was gradually working towards the landscape. But previously, or when I started working, the focus was more on my own image. But through investigating the history of the black body in South Africa, you eventually end up dealing with the history or with the issue of the landscape. I think of, or my concerns with my own work has been about how the history of labor in South Africa has shaped much of how we live. And that labor, or that market of labor, was only made possible because of the discovery of gold and diamond in South Africa, and that connects the work of one's hands to the landscape in that sense. So by the virtue of me questioning how labor functions in identifying me, I ended up being pointed towards the landscape, and this is my first attempt to try to bring that into my work. It all goes back to the history of Johannesburg, which was established as a mining town. And it meant that a lot of people needed to be brought in to work in the mines and bring out the mineral wealth. But because South Africa has a history of racism, it was usually black people that were sort of forced to assume that role of being instruments of labor. So by working class, I'm referring to the mass or the history of mass labor that sort of controlled how black people lived. Because a lot of people were uprooted from their families to go to Johannesburg where they could work and send money back home. But some people ended up moving with their families to Johannesburg without any plans for proper housing, and employment was also not guaranteed. The working class in South Africa really is a story about poverty and the attempt to overcome that through renting your time, I guess, to the government. I work intuitively, so I would just insert myself into a landscape and understand that my body would have to perform or interact with that landscape in some sense, but I wouldn't necessarily have an idea of what I would be doing. And also, so that means for me, when I pull back and I look at the work, that's when I start to construct meaning for myself.